WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. I've just finished the book that I was most looking forward to reading this season, and it was every bit as good as I'd hoped. In a couple of minutes, we'll meet the author, Scott Spencer. First, critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of his new novel, Men in Black.
In his stunning 1979 novel, Endless Love, Scott Spencer created one of the most passionately intense sex scenes in Western literature. What Spencer did for sex in 20 pages in that novel, he manages to do for childbirth in just 4 pages in Men in Black. Heavy breathing, screams, curses, oozing bodily fluids. Clearly, Spencer revels in those moments when otherwise rational people surrender themselves to the call of the wild. In Men in Black, however, the loss of control that afflicts the main character, Sam Holland, lasts longer than a few frenzied hours and extends into every area of his life. Sam's marriage, his career, his relationship with his son, even his very sense of identity unravel at a dizzying pace. The triumph of Men in Black is that even as it describes the dissolution of Sam's world, it also finds something absurd about his situation. Gasping and laughing are two physical functions almost impossible to perform simultaneously. But Spencer, who's a master at sustaining strong, mixed emotions, teaches his readers how. When Men in Black begins, Sam, who's a 40-year-old struggling novelist, is just realizing that his latest book is turning into a blockbuster. This news should thrill Sam. After all, he and his wife Olivia have recently moved from Manhattan to upstate New York with their 2 children and bought their first home. But that very day that Sam receives a phone call from his ecstatic agent, his troubled teenaged son, Michael, runs away. Oh, and there's another complication. Sam's latest book is a piece of hack work written under the pseudonym John Retcliffe. Entitled Visitors from Above, it's a rehash of half-baked theories about extraterrestrials, which Sam peppered liberally with exclamation points. Sam regards visitors from above the same way Rosemary regarded her baby. Yet when his publishers offer to protect Sam's serious writing career by hiring an actor to appear as John Retcliffe for interviews, Sam, like Rosemary, clasps his bastard creation to his bosom and gamely carries out his parental duties. While he embarks on a book tour, Olivia stays home and goes mad with worry for Michael. Their marriage disintegrates under the pressure of Olivia's resentment, combined with the crushing weight of Sam's guilt. While Olivia is baffled by Michael's disappearance, Sam isn't. He knows Michael ran off because he found out about an affair Sam had with a young researcher. Few writers rival Spencer in conveying the awful momentum of love gone wrong. Spencer's moving evocations have the shock effect of great poetry. Even small moments merit radiant language. When Olivia shrinks from the unwanted sympathy of a neighbor named Russ, we're told she saw a frightening glimpse of some inner Russ, as tender and repellent as that rim of red children show each other when they yank their eyelids. Early in his ordeal, Sam wakes up with the opening line of the Inferno ringing in his head. Midway in our life's journey, I went astray from the road and awoke to find myself in a dark wood. Like Dante, Sam eventually wends his way back, if not to paradise, then at least to a tolerable purgatory. And like the Divine Comedy, in one respect, Men in Black beautifully renders an experience of suffering, temptation, and love, leavened with profane laughter.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Scott Spencer's new novel, Men in Black.